Let us start from Daf Yotes Hamad Beis, four lines from the bottom. Omri b'nei Rabchiye, the children of Rabchiye, says on the side, Yehuda v'cheski Yishmon, that was the names, Melike marzer simonim l'achere ha'oref u'meilek. When one makes Melike, so normally the simonim are underneath the mafrekes. And in order to get to the simonim, you have to first be shaver the mafrekes, then you get to the simonim. So they said, mitzvahs malike marzer simonim l'achere ha'iref. You pull the simonim that they should be in back of the iref. So they're in front of you, on top of the mafrekes, umoylik. That was the statement of Bnei Rav Chiya said. Now we have a machlekes, what did they mean to say? Ike da amri af machzer. Others said that they meant to say that even though by malika there's a chiddush we had in Rashi, you go from the mafrekes to the simonim. And theoretically, when the mafrekes is nishba, so that's matriv the oif. Afal pikein, this is the seder of malika. That's how you make malika, and the shviras hamafrekes is not matriv the oif. But they also said it is not necessary to be shaver the mafrekes. If you are choyza machzer de simonim al gabi amafrekes, and you'll be choytach de simonim ayidei malika there, that's also good. It's not necessary bedavke to be shaver the mafrekes to malika. It can be done to a different life. Ve'ike da amri machzer davke. And there's others that said pshat in the Bnei Rav Chiya, that they said that Kert Rashi had mentioned before when we spoke about Malika, that Malika is a gemaldik chiddush, even though the psikas hamafrekes is matrif, the oif, but over here, there's a gzeres hakosov, that's the seder of Malika. So the Iked Amri said, no, there's no such seder. You're moilik, but you don't break the mafrekes, you're master the simonim, and your chaytach the simonim there. So we have here a machlokes pshat in the Bnei Rav Chiya. So the Gemara is machia, mistavre is to say, keman da oma av machzer, that they're coming to be mechadish, it's not necessary to be shaver the mafrekes, could also be machzer the simonim and be chaytach the simonim alone. But not to say that is the only way Malika is kosher, mimai. Now why is it mistava to say like this? Midiktoni, the Mishnah says, ha-sheichet min ha-oirev shchitosei psulo, ha-moilek min ha-oirev milikosei kshet. So the Mishnah differentiates between shchita and Malika. V'salke daitach machzer davke, if you'll say by malike, in order to be a kosher malike, you have to be machzer the simonim achere ha'ire. So the same oifim, malike is kosher, so shchit is also kosher. And the Mishnah says, shchit ha'sheichet min ha'irev shchitosei psula, ha'moilik min ha'irev malikosei ksheire. Mayiriya moilek apilu sheichet namik, sheichet should also be kosher. Elalav shmamino af marzer. So al kochoch, what the Bnei Rav Chiya said, marzer means that you could also be marzer, but not you have to be marzer. Umasnisim b'dolayahada. The Mishnah is speaking about that he wasn't marzer the simonim. When he wasn't machzer the simonim, so then it's very good. So shchita would be posel in such a case, and malika is kosher. Let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi, מחזר סימונים וחיתך הסימונים לבדו לקמון מייסב לא ממסניסן. Later the Gemara can ask from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah you see clearly that that is not the case of Malika, because in such a case Shechita would also be kosher. Av Machzer, so now we have two Mahalchim and the Bnei Rabchiya. One Mahalach is that they did not mean to say that you have to be Machzer, you could be Machzer. Mitzvosai, Limloik Shedra, Umafrekes, Kulatrile, Achimegiya, Lesimonim. But, Vim Hirzer, Asimonim, Emolkim Levadai, Abzui Mitzvosai. This also became the Mitzvahs of Malik. Vikadamri davke machze vimloi hitze elachota hashedra psule. Then ul take be posel. O mistavre keman da oma adivne rabchia af machze omru. Di I davke machze omri havi mas nisen ti yuftayu. Viktoni hasheichet min ha-oiret. Visalke daitoch that what, that shchita is posla, shaychit mina oirev, shchita se psula. Visal kedaitach marzer davke. Umas nisen diktoni, the Mishnah that says, melikosa ikshayro kshehirze kamayri, is speaking about when he was marzer, dila hirze psula, shaychit amay psula. Maishna oirev mitstodim, if you are not shayver the mafrekas, if you forgave the simonim, so it should be good. Alav shma mino af marse koma. That the Bnei Rabchi said af marse. Umas nisen in the Mishnah that says that shchitos e psula, but the loya hada. Lay havi mas nisen loy ti yuftayu. So the Mishnah is not a ti yufta on the Bnei Rabchi, because the Mishnah is speaking about when he wasn't marse. They say you could be Marzer. You don't have a raya from the Mishnah either. The Mishnah is speaking about another case, but they said that you could be Marzer. The Mishnah is speaking about when he wasn't Marzer. Zuktaisvis, Mistavre, Kemanda Omar, Af Marzer. Teime. So, Taisvis says Akashe, Dolei Avale Lameima, Mistavre. That the yufte gemurehi memas nisen lamando memarzer davke. It's not a mistavre. The loshen is much, much too able. It's mistavre. That like according to mandioma says af marzer. It has to be af marzer, because if it's marzer, the Mishnah says clearly faker. Veishloima the lachatchila pligi. Bachloikis is not if you have to be marzer, if lechatchila one should be marzer. Aber kulam b'diavad k'sheira b'choli. So memele, so b'diavad it's good. Afilu, if you weren't marzer, afilu. So we have a machlokes. He says one man the yomar says af marzer. That means lechatchila, if you want, you could be marzer. If you want, you don't have to be marzer. There's no hider davke to be marzer. There's another man, the Omar, that says, Marzer Davke, that Lechatchila, in order to make a Lechatchila Dike Malike, one should be Marzer. So, one should avoid being Shaiva in the Mafrekas. So the Machlekas is only Lechatchila. B'diyevet, afilu, you are not Marzer, it's not good. B'diyevet Kshayra, avalukulam, b'diyevet Kshayra, b'cholinyin. Lohi koma, mistavre da moilek min oire, mash me kedin malika lechatchile shi min oire. That means like this, that it could very well be that the Mishnah is speaking about b'diyevet dike malika. Niv is speaking about b'diyevet dike malika. So, the Avedik and Malika is, when you're not Marzer. So by the Avedik and Malika, so then it's very good the difference between Shchita and Malika. But the Avedik and Malika, that you weren't Marzer, is kosher. And if you made a Shchita in such a knife, and it's possible, it could very well be the Mishnah speaking about the Avedik and Malika. So we have no kasha whatsoever on the lashon that says machsa davke. But it's mistava that the Mishnah is speaking about alachatchila dekemalika. It says mistava da moilik min ha'oyref means he did a proper malika. Mashma kiddin malika lechatchila shemin oyref, and that means, so if you say lechatchila you have to be machza, then I have a problem. So why is shchitos aipsula? This is Shitas HaTaisus, but Rashi is Chaylik on Taisus. Rashi says, Klo, not like that. Rashi says, Davke Machzer, Bimloi Hirte Elochota HaShedra Psula. Rashi says, clear that it's possible. So according to Rashi, so what's Pshat Mistabre? Mistabre Kemanda Oma. So others want to say that we're going on, not on Rav Chiya. We don't know what Rav Chiya meant. We had people who how they understood Rav Chiya. So it's Mistaver. This one said that this is Shatan Rav Chiya. It's not Mistaver that this is Shatan Rav Chiya, because then it would be a stira from the Mishnah. We can't ask Akasha on the one that Sadiqa Damri, he doesn't necessarily have to hold like Rav Chiya. He's just saying what the Bnei Rav Chiya held. Oh, but Mistava, so it would be the way he held, so comes out Rav Chiya, the Bnei Rav Chiya says, Vakel Tana Mishneh. That's the Loshem Mistava. Rabbi Kevega wants to say, if it's Alam de Sha'ifin, how to explain the Mishnah. And fully you hold that you have to be Marzer, it's still not too gefellig. He says, if you hold, you have to be Marzer the Simonim, that means as follows, that if you hold, you don't have to be Marzer the Simonim, so there's a Chiddush in Malika, that even though the Mafrekes was Nishba, which all the time is Matrif, here, since it's the Seder Amalika, it's not Matrif. If you're whole, you do have to be Machzer, so that means that there's no such Chiddush by Malika that the Shviras HaMafrekes is not Matrif Doif. It's Shviras HaMafrekes is Matrif Doif. Zuk Rabbi Kevega, but fine. So what'll be, if a person, if you hold, says, I don't have a new chiddush in Malika that Shviras HaMatrekes is not Matrif. Shviras HaMatrekes is Matrif, and therefore you have to be Matrif. So Rabbi Kevega said, what if I wasn't Matrif? So what'll be? So it'll be a treifer. It'll be a treifer. That's what it'll be. But, he says, will it be a nevela? Will it be Metamet Tumis Nevela? If Malika is a Mohib Lein and Taisvet, if there's Machlikas Tanoim, if Malika is Metair Tumis Nevelos. If you shecht a treifa, what's the din? So the din is not allowed to eat it, but it's not Metamet Tumis Nevelos. Zut Rabbi Kevega, so what if you want Machzer the Simonim, and you hold that there. In order to make a kosher a Malika, you have to be Machzer the Simonim in order not to make it a treifa. What if you weren't Machzer the Simonim? So it'll be a treife, but it won't be an Avela. It won't have to miss an Avela, because I made the Malika is a kosher Malika. But I have a new problem. He says, what'll be? There's another Talfus in the oif, and I made Malika. Listen, there's a different Talfus in the oif, and I made Malika. So what'll be? So it'll be, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat the oif because it's treifa. But I made Malika. So Malika is b'mokim shchita. So lemaise, it won't be metamet tumis nevela. It won't be metamet tumis nevela because it's a kosher Malika. There's a new problem. There's a problem, it's a treifa. So it's a treifa, so I won't eat it. But lemaise, if I made a kosher Malika and it was treif, because of a different sibbe, so it won't be metamet tumis nevela. Just like shchita, Shritas hat treif, et name tamme tumas nevelu, samme likas hat treif, also bovi mit tamme tumas nevelu. Fine. Now, he says, what'll be if I made shchita min ha'oiret? He says, if I made shchita min ha'oiret, same way I made malika min ha'oiret, he says, that's called chaloda, because since it's mechusa from the mafrekes, and it went down, so that's apostle shchita. If you go down, first you go to the mafrekes, and then you cut the samonim, so memele, so then it's apostle shchita. So then'll be a nevela. So he says, you could learn pshat from the Mishnah. It's nishkefela. The Mishnah is saying, ha-shoichet min ha-oireh, if you shoichet min ha-oireh, so then that's chalodah. Shchita soy psula. So what'll be, it's a nevela. But ha-moilek min ha-oireh, milikosek shoichet. It's a kosher malika. That means it won't be a nevela. It will be, ksheira does not necessarily mean that it's muta to eat. Mistavre, that it does mean that. That's the lotion mistavre. Mistavre, it says ksheira, to say that it means it's only a kosher and malika, that it's not metame tumis levela. No! You could say that, it's mechenkezutzezelchazachen, but it's not mistavre that's pshat in the Mishnah. But he says, it's not upgefrecht. You could say that this is pshat in the Mishnah, but the Mos says, mistavret, command oma af machzer, this is Rabbi Kevek. Zot the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabiana. Yekablu haroivim is the youngsters, the chreis, this is going on the Bnei Rabchiyah. Yekablu haroivim es chuvosam. No, he says, no, but the Mishnah says, klo, not like the Bnei Rabchiyah. He says, the Bnei Rabchiyah said that Lamaise, that you can make Malika without being shaved the Machrekes. I mean, look, it means af Machrekes. But Lamaise, they said that the Shviras HaMachrekes is not an intrinsic chelik of malika. You can break the mafrekes. You can be machzer the simonim also. Amar Rav Yanai, they're wrong. You have to break them. This af is also wrong. You have to be shaver the mafrekes. The seder malika is not to achzor the simonim alone. Forget malika is you shaver the mafrekes, then you chaytach the simonim. Amar Rav Yanai yekablu haroivin es chuvosam. Diktani nimtza, the Mishnah says, after the Mishnah said all the halachas, ha-sheichem neirev, shchitos, ha-psula, ha-moich, neirev, mulikosek, sheire, and say, ha-sheichem neirev, shchitosek, sheire, ha-moich, neirev, mulikosek, mulikosek, psula. So then, the Mishnah is Messiah, nimtza kosher b'shchite, posel b'malike, kosher b'malike, posel. So now the punchline of the Mishnah is miyutzach. Man, you just said already that we just said where it's kosher b'malika, what's posel b'shchita. What is the Mishnah being moisev with the last line of the Mishnah called kosher b'shchita, posel b'malika, kosher b'malika, posel b'shchita? Diktani nimtza kosher b'shchita, posel b'malika. Kosher b'malika, posel b'shchita. Lemutei ma, what is he being moisef now? Lav lemutei machzer simonim lachayrei oirech deloi. That's pshat the Mishnah. The Mishnah wants to be moisef another case. There's a case that's kosher b'shchita, and that's the first, nimza kosher b'shchita, posel b'malika. That means machzer simonim achirei ha'oireh is kosher b'shchita and posel b'malika. So what is pshat? Pshat is that you need the shviras ha'mafrekes in order that it should be a kosher malika. So we have enough in the Mishnah, not like the Bnei Rabchiyah. יקבלו הרייבן אש תשובוסם, זאת רשי, הנאורים בני רבי חייה, למותי מה, אם משום דאיר פוסל בשחיתה וכושר מוליקה, וצבל כושר לשחיתה ופוסל במוליקה, אותון אלה, תזדה. So kochoch, this last line in the Mishnah wants to be most of something. Lav lemutei chazores emonim, kosher b'shchite, apostle b'malike, v'aydu, yeah. So memele, so let us just see the Mishnah for 1 second. So the Mishnah is nimsa kosher b'shchite, apostle b'malike, it's telling us a chiddish. Kosher b'shchite, that chazores emonim, is kosher b'shchite, apostle b'malike. So that's a chiddush. What is kosher b'malike posel b'shchita telling us? Nothing. But no, he's not telling us a chiddush in this. So Rashi says, but that's not gefelich. Va'aydi ditone kosher b'shchita o posel b'malike taninami kosher b'malike posel b'shchita. That means the last line is not telling us, the last bob of the Mishnah is not telling us any chiddush whatsoever. That's not gefelich. Since he wanted to tell us a chiddush that marzer b'simonim is possible b'malike, so he said the kosher b'shchita possible b'malike. So he said the kosher b'malike possible b'shchita. So b'kitzur, you need the shviras hamafrekes in order to be marzer b'malike. I saw in the article, he brings down a chakire from Abba Kevege, from others, that what is pshat in this halacha? Is the halacha that mitzvah's malika is malika's hashedra and the simonim? That means that is the mitzvah. This whole process of Malikas HaShedre and the Simonim, that is called Malika. Or, the mitzvah's Malika is Malikas HaSimonim. But there's a Seder. The Seder is, it has to be first Shviras HaMafrekes. But not pshat is that the shviras hamafrekes is a seder of mitzvahs malike. The mitzvahs malike starts from the malikas hasimonim, but is a seder. It has to come through this oifen. L'may nafkamine will be like this. The din is malike is possible bezol. So what will be if there, or by Maliki you need the Gupay Shal Koyim? The Sakin is no good. If Mitzvah's Maliki is, that's the whole Mitzvah, that's the Mitzvah, Maliki's Hashedrin and the dust. So this you need Kohune, this you need Gupay Shal Koyim. But if it's only a Seder, Could be the Ike Mitzvah is Malikas Hasimot, but it has to be Dafka such a Seder. First the Shviras, but that's not Mitzvah's Malika. It's an equal in Mitzvah's Malika, but that's not Mitzvah's Malika. So Mamela could be with a Sakin, it'll also be good if you make the Shviras Amafrekas. Could be with a Zohar, it'll also be good. That's Klaus and Rabbiani. But Bekitza, Rabbiani was Peshit, from our Mishnah, that says that kosher b'shchite is possible by Malika means that achzoras hamonim does not help by Malika. Oma Rabbe Bar Bachana, no. Limutei shein v'tzipoyen. The Mishnah is telling us, you're right, you're 100% right, that the Mishnah is telling us a new Chiddush over here, but not that the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush that Malika al Yidei HaZoras HaSimonim is possible. The Mishnah is telling us that Shein V'Tzipoyrim, that is kosher, but Malika is possible by Shechita. That's what's coming to tell us. Zot Rashi. Loi lemautei shein b'sifayim. So then the Iker Chiddush is the Sefer. Kosher b'malike posel b'shchite. That means mechubar is kosher b'shchite, b'malike. Mechubar is kosher b'malike, the tzipoyren of the koyim. As mechubar, posel b'shchite. U'mishum Sefer nokat lo kosher b'malike posel b'shchite. Now, the reisha kosher b'shchite posel b'malike, it's not telling us anything. According to the Dichrei of Rabbi Bar Bachon, it's not telling us anything. So Rashi says, Aide ditoni seife tona reishe, which Rabbi Yankiv says is a shtikl doichik, and we'll see that's where Rashi will bring down an istam of Foshi, they'll learn differently. Because this is a bissel modna. If you said a reishe, you said a seife also. If you say a reishe because of a seife, it's not so logo. Anyway, but Rashi has to say this. Mishum Sefer Noket Lo Kosher B'Malike Posel B'Shchit. That's because of the Sefer. It said the Sefer is Kosher B'Malike Posel B'Shchit. That's the Rebusa. Kosher b'malika pasul b'shchita mutei shein mechuberes v'tzipayr mechuberes the psula b'shchita v'hochi koma kosher b'malika kegayin tzipayr mechuberes pasul b'shchita. Now, so how did shein come in? B'kivin dashminen tzipayrim. If it says that Tzipayron is kosher, who adin l'shein? So Shein will also be kosher by Malik at the time of Shemachubu. Oh, now Rashi says, I did it on his sefer. This is the doichik. I did it on his sefer. Toni namireish. So Mamela, so Rabbi Babachona wants to say to be matre Rabbi Yanai, not the way you said that the Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush. That kosher b'shchita posel b'malika means marzer simonim l'achayre yayre. No, the Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush that mechubar is posel by shchita. Like the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, shein v'tzipoyre behedik toni lo. I mean, why did the Mishnah to tell me that mechubar is posel by shchita? That one mechuba is kosher by Malik is a posik, and that one mechuba is posel by Shechita. We have a Mishnah, some a Mela, so that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. So Mela, the Gemara shlugs up the Mahalach of Rabbi Bar Bachon. Let us see Rashi. Right? Is it Rashi? Shein v'tzipayre behed yetanulu le'el b'masnis. We learned chutz mi magol kotzer v'magira v'hashinayim v'tzipayrim. V'kmina v'mechuber. Tzipayrim is speaking about mechuber. So it says clear that mechuber is possible by shchita. So why does it have to? Why does this Mishnah have to tell us this? V'is the mefarshi the mereshe memayet shein plushe. V'tzipoyren plushe, the kosher b'shchite, u'posel b'malike. Now, others learn pshat, the Gemara is very sosom. M'lemutei shein v'tzipoyren. So Rashi learn pshat, we're talking about a tzipoyren mechuber, and it's going on the sefer, that kosher b'malike is posel b'shchite. They learned it's speaking about a tzipayrin talush, and it's going on the reisha. That's kosher l'shchita posel b'malika, that talush is posel b'malika. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. A talush is posel by malika. And Rabbi Yankiv says, why did they learn this? Because it's better to say, I did the sefer because of the Reishin, and say, I did the Reishin because of the Sefer. That is what, that was machir them to learn like this. Vista Mefarshi, the Mereishim and Mayik, Shein Tlusha v'Tziperin Tlusha, the Kosher b'Shchita Posel b'Malik. Elohi, Rashi, that's not pshat. Bimkein loma huska shein v'tziperin. Leimahochi, limutei tolush the posel b'mlike. Why do you have to say, why do you have to mention two cases? The psulas tolush. So memela tolush, there's 20 cases. Say tolush. And you say shein and tziperin. Lamuska can't shame it's a pair. Lay mochi, lamuti tolush, the possible bumlik. Ela tolush, so that's not pshat. Ela tolush, la milsihi. The name kosher beshchita o possible bumlik. Dobe tolush, lay mikraye, malike. A filo malike psula, lay mikraye. The pirish long kro, the malike, ba'atma ishal koyin ois. That malike is ba'atma yishal koi u'bechli le'i mikraye malike le'i ashkem bechli the mikraye malike menot heima the malike ba'atma yishal koi v'sanyi b'shchitas kochim b'rekotche kochim b'krivo ha'koyin ala mizbeach chisal, what did you say ha'koyin chisal odaitav shezo korev gabi mizbeach Ela magit shaloite malika ela ba'atmoi shalkoyim. So we learn out from this posik that the malika has to be ba'atmoi, the koyin has to make the malika ba'atmoi shalkoyim, and that means it has to be a shein, a tziperin mechuba. That's called the koyin is making the malika. Now, I'd just like to explain for 1 minute. Rabbi Chanan says, Pshat b'srashi, Rashi means to say as follows. They said, they wanted to say Pshat in the Reisha, Yesh shekosho, kosho b'shchite posel b'malik. So kosho b'shchite means tziperin tlusha, and posel b'malik means tziperin. And then, the parent Lucius kosher b'shchita, impossible b'malik. First, Rashi is the kash, why are you talking about after the parent, talking about all tolish, right? Then, Rashi is another kash. At the parent Lucia is not possible b'malik. It's not malik. So, Trabuchonu l'may nafkemine, halacha is, by a malik psula im ola layere. If you made a malika psula, so good. Imola layeret. But if you didn't make malika, there's not any imola layeret. Like the Rashi, the Mishnah, the way you're learning Pshat, the Mishnah says kosher b'shchita posel b'malika. What does posel b'malika mean? It means it's a malika, but it's a malika psula. That's the type posel b'malika. Posel b'malika means it's a malika psula. So memele, so the way I'm learning pshat, good. So the psula malik is a malik min hatzavo. That's malik psula, right? It's a malik. It's a posel malik. It has to be mul ha'ire. But according to them, it's not a posel malik. It's not a malik. If we were saying that tolush is kosher b'shchita or posel malik. Not a posel of malika. It's not a malika, period. That is Rashi's kasha. Fine. Now, Rashi continues to explain Estes, the pshat of the Estes Maparshi. And Rashi's going to have a kasha on that pshat also. What does the Gemara ask? He says, they learn pshat, the Mishnah says, kosher b'shchita is posel b'malike, that means, tolush is kosher b'shchita, and tolush is posel b'malike. Fine. Frag the Gemara, Lemuti, so let's see, again, the Gemara. Amar Rabba Baruch Hanan, Lemuti, Shein v'Tziperin. Tawat ar Hashem in Sipoir and Talush is possible by Malika. Fragt die Gemorre, Shein be Sipoir and Behedik Tonilu. We learn the Perish that Hashem in the Sipoir and Talush is possible by Malika. Now where did we learn this? Bishloim, the way Rashi learned, was speaking about that that Mechubar is possible by Shechita. We had a Mishnah, that Tzipoir is possible by Shechita. But if we're saying that the Rebus of the Mishnah is to tell us that Tolush is possible by Malika, what's Shat? Behedik Tonilo? We learned this already. Where's the Behedik Tonilo? That's Rashi's Kashi. Lahu Lishne Pachinon, Shem Vitzipoir and Behedik Tonilo, Pateiris Kanim. In the frishes. Oh, it says in Teres Kanim, you need Rishala Daitr Shizokov, Gamizbecha Magish Leite Melika Labatz Mishal Koin. So what is the kasha of the Gemara? Why does it have to say in the Mishnah? It's enough in the Teres Koinim. Rashi, Onami Lesa, so that's also no kasha. The Loi Pachinim Vehedik Tonilo, Elim Kein Shnuye B'Mishnah. That means the whole kasha Vehedik Tonilo, if it says already in the Mishnah, so why do you have to have a second Mishnah to repeat it? That's Pshat Behedik Tonilo. The Roy Vereise Shebeteres Koinem Vishebeshetesefte Shonem Chachomim Bemishtesainem Voloi Pachinen Hochi. That means the whole Shas would you ask a Kasha? Why do you need the Mishnah? If you'd learn Teres Koinem, Taki, you wouldn't need the Mishnah, but there's no such Kasha. The Teres Koyanim is the Makair of the Loch, and the Mishnayis were taken abstract from the Makair, and then they wrote the Halachas. You can't have a Hedik Tonilo. If it says twice in two Mishnayis, the same as the Rabbeinu Kodesh said everybody, why does he have to repeat it in another Mishnah? But such a kasha, why do you need a Mishnah that says on Teres Koinim? There's no such kasha. Fine. Now let us see Taisvis. Loi lema'ute shein v'tzipay. Ma sheikshe bekuntres loison shemefoshim da'airi betlushim loi shayech tanine mibraise alim ikein shnuye b'mishneh. So, what's the Taitz Tanina? Where did we learn in our Mishnah that Tolush is possible by Malik? V'loi kosher. V'nam yishaminim imaslisim b'zvochem perikratos. Maybe the kasha is not from the Torah's koinim. The kasha is from our Mishnah in Zvochem. V'snan. Molak b'sakin. V'tamei b'godim abei sabliye. It says if a person made Malika with a Tolush, so it's not a malika, it's an availer, but I'm with God, my basically. Alma tolish possible malika, so it could very well be this pshat, and behedik tonilo is not from the Torah's kainim, that's Rashi, it's like you're not asking about Torah's kainim, behedik tonilo, the mishnin zvachim, molak pesakim, tamatum is nevela. Mi ukoshe kushe acheres, shehikshe, the second that this kasha is a good kasha. That I mean, if the Gemara means to say that Tolush is possible by Malika, why do you mention Tzipoyren? Say everything is possible. Now this is a beautiful kasha. Bim Toima. Ula Peirushay Da'ayre B'mechuborim. According to Rashi, so it's going the other way around. That kosher b'malika is possible b'shchit, and it means mechuba. What's mechuba? Tzipoyrin and shein. He says, so tzipoyrin and shein is kosher b'malika and possible b'shchit. V'im taim l'perusha d'ayre b'mechuborin, hayech shein k'sheire b'malika, haboy yimin. There's a din that Malika has to be Yemin. And the whole concept of Yemin passed, if you have two hands, you have a right hand and a left hand, so it has to be Yemin. But if B'Shein, there's no concept of Yemin. That's not the Yemin. There's no concept of yamin by shein. So how could shein be kosher to make malika felt in yamin? That place was kosher. Yeah. V'yesh loyma, v'loy nokat shein shi yishen k'sheigel malika. Ala kloima dolei mifsel mitam mechuba kemoi b'shchita. That means, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Yankov says that Zichre felt in Yamin, but it's not possible als mechuba, so be him ola yere, that's him ola yere, he says. I think that's what Rabbi Yankov says. That means shchita is the mechubas puzzle, not a shchita. Shchita and mechubas is nothing. It's and here there's a teiras malika that'll be in. Oh, I think he says imala yered, or won't be metame to be beis ablia. It could be it's a felt yamin taka, but it has a teiras malika. The smile gora mishen. Here Taisva says, not pshat as you need yamin. And memela by shame felt doch in yamin. No, there's a psul and smile. And shame is not smile. That's the vote. The vote is a psul and smile. And shame is not smile. It's like yamin, but the vote is a psul and smile. And I'll bring you a raya. Meredik. So Taisva says, the smile gora mishen. The Ashkeron Indian Chalitze, so this is a raya from Chalitze. The Amrine Beperik Mitzvahs Chalitze, the Gidemes, now the Mitzvahs Chalitze is that the Yevomet takes off the Nal from the Yevom. So it's the Gemara Yevomet says, what if she doesn't have any hands? Rachmana Neslan, she's a Gidemes. Cheletzes Bishinel. So she'll take it off with her teeth. She'll take off the shoe with her teeth. She'll untie the ritua. She'll pull off. She'll make a chalitza. I mean, and it's, so you see, you can take off. You can make chalitza sanal bishine. Fine. Obi Yerushalm. So that you see, Bavli, that chain is kosher. Obi Yerushalmi mashme the chalitza boy yamin. Chalitza needs the right hand. There are two pulas that Isha does. She unties the ritzuas. The nal of chalitza is tied to the foot. So first she unties the ritzuas. And then she schleps off the mantle from the regal of the yavo. So in Yerushalmi it says, Ketzad hi oise, matirosoi biyamin, that she holds on to the shoe with her left hand and she's mata with the right hand. She opens up the knot with the right hand. So you see that smile is puzzled by chalitza. And shame is kosher. So you see, it's not about this, you need your mint. There's a psul and smile, and shame is not smile. That's the book. So memela, it's not too gefellig. Hashem ain't kol kachai. So Taisva says, maybe it's not a raya. The dul meleke ikube bi yamin, ela lechatchila boi yamin. Vuadin im chotza bismel de chilitzosak shayin. So Taisa says, could be the Rai from the Yerushalmi, it's not a Rai Mechachas, could be that what the Yerushalmi says you need, you mean is Lechatchila. But the Yevetz Mill is also good, and that's why Shein is good. So it's not Rai that Shein is better than Tzmil. V'hodaloi koma, limutei doireis, dekosho limlike uposol lishchit. He says, Rabbi Baba Chone wanted to say that what it says in the Sefer is coming to be marbe something. So, maybe it's coming to be marbe deiresh. That what? that Deiris is kosher b'malike. You don't have to be melech maybe. You can press down to sever the simonim. And Deiris is possible by shchita. Hodalei kama lamutei Deiris the kosher b'malike possible the shchita. Shem de behed yektoni lo gabi shchita b'perik beis the psula. It's not in hitzis as a roish bebas achas psula. So my mail is to tell me the Iyashmin in the kosher b'malike, if it's coming to tell us that it's kosher b'malike, that's the chiddush. Im ken avulei, if the chiddush of the Mishnah is not coming to tell us that possible b'shchita, because that's enough in the Mishnah. Yashmin in the kosher b'malikim ken abel masni ifche. Possible b'shchita kosher b'malikim. Aber mashme sheposhet lono b'shchita. That means then it should have said the other way around. That is possible b'shchita is kosher b'malikim. The chiddush is kosher b'malikim, even though it's possible b'shchita. And here it seems it's coming to tell us that kosher b'malika posel b'shchita, posel b'shchita, I know from a Mishnah, that hitzis as a roish is posel. So where we up to? We're up to a kashe on the Bnei Reb Chiya. He says, Rabbi Yanai was ma'irem at the end of the Mishnah that says that kosher by one is possible by the other is coming to tell us a revusa that doesn't say till now. And the only revusa he saw was that it's coming to tell us that machzer simonim is kosher by shchite and possible by malikim. Amar Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi want to say, no, I'll tell you another pshat. Limu'uti meilech u'meivi. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us that what does Rashi say? Amuti meilech u'meivi, the kosher b'shchite, u'posel b'malike. That's the first bove. Kosher b'shchite, posel b'malike. That means by shchite you need meilech u'meivi, and by malike you have to be deiris. Meilech u'meivi is not good. The kosher b'shchite, posel b'malike. Umishum reishe noket lo, ba'aydi di tonne reishe tonne seif. So that means that the chiddush has come to tell us that the meilech u'meivi is possible by malik. So the gemara anich leman doma meilech u'meivi b'malika possible. So what is it coming to tell us? So the Gemara says, "B'nei Rab Chiya Sovre Lo Kemandom Amoylech Maybe Mublika Posel." If you hold that it's kosher, so then you vary it not like the B'nei Rab Chiya, but the B'nei Rab Chiya personally hold that what that Moylech Maybe is Posel. And Memela, that is what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that kosher b'shchita posel b'malike. But l'maise, the machzer simonim l'chayr yoshef is kosher by malike also. Zukt Rashi, v'nichel amandoma plutte d'ravune v'rovi l'kama b'shmaikin. Sovelo kemandi omar posel. Magmina lamas nisen, they hold it's posel. The Mishnah is coming, lamuti moilech umeidi. That's the Maisa Pshat in the Mishnah. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Kahane, Mitzvahs Malike, Koitetz, Vyoirei, Zuhi Mitzvosa. You go down, and you, it seems that you're Deiris the Simonim. Sagt die Gemara, Sover Abovin Lameima, Koitetz, Vyoirei, En, Moilach, Omevi, Loi, Meilach HaMevi is no good. Om Alei Rabbi Yirmiyeh Esar Ravoven held. Om Alei Rabbi Yirmiyeh Koshkin the Meilach HaMevi B'Malika Kosher. That can't be. Meilach HaMevi is Icha Kosher. That means what is, that means we have Chidushim in Mitzvahs Malika. But it's zicher mistaver that what is kosher by shrita is zicher kosher by malike. Umay zuhi mitzvosa eima, af zuhi mitzvosa. Let us hear Rashi. Koitzitz v'yoyrit, b'loi heilocha v'ayvo. So he held koshkei, v'chol kameh, Eloi memayit kro behedye, kide memayit tzaken v'tzaver, ki ovid melike kishrite tvei odif. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyeh held. As Rabbi Yirmiyeh held, it's not mistava to say that Moilach HaMevi shouldn't help. That was his thought. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh Omar Shmuel Kol HaKosher B'Shrita K'negdai B'Oyref Kosher B'Malike. So what is Rabbi Yirmiyeh Shmuel saying? Kol HaKosher B'Shrita K'negdai B'Oyref Kosher B'Malike. Let's see what Rashi says. Omar Shmuel Kol HaKosher Shmuel Lav Behilche Shrita Ayri, Dim Kainikal Mifrach Tuve, Yisova Moilach HaMevi B'Malika Apostle, Tika Moilach HaMevi, the Kosher B'Shrita Apostle B'Malika, Vika Tolish, that's Kosher B'Shrita Apostle B'Malika, Vika Sova Moilach HaMevi B'Malika Kosher, Vika Sova Moilach HaMevi B'Malika Kosher, Whatever is possible by Malika is possible by Shrita, but he can kaitzit the possible by Shrita. Now what is possible by Shrita is possible by Malika. So he's not telling us Hilcha Shchita, what is good by Shchita is good by Malika. Number one, Rabbi Melech Maybe is not good. Tolosh is not good. And if Melech HaMevi is good, but Koitzitz is also good, and it says whatever is possible by Shchita is possible by Malika. Elo, Shmuel Behechsher Mekoim Shchita Kamayi. Shmuel was coming to tell us not Hilcha Shchita, where you make the Shchita. And that what Shmuel is telling us. Every area that is kosher for Shchita, Kol mokim haroi bitzavo l'shchite, roi l'malike lo mosei me'achayre v'mul oire. I mean, that's what Shmuel is telling us. In the area of the Beheime, let's just see now the lotion of Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, kol akosho b'shchite, that means in mokim, there were every place that you can make shchite, kenegdoi, opposite this area, Ba'oyref is kosher b'malike.